Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Come and sit down.
Who's, man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
get time!
All right there, family. Welcome to another Parent Coach Parent Network live blog talk radio show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. We're going to have a wonderful show for you this evening. I guarantee you're going to have a wonderful show. Parents, just be standby for good information. Get your notebooks and pens and papers out so you can write down some information and take some good notes. Because what we're going to talk about here tonight, is going to be some good stuff on how to make sure that your athlete is conditioned, trained, and ready to be in the first string of things. Okay, so we're going to move right along with this show. You know, I can't start my show without giving my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props, man. And let Keith do his thing while we get set up here and get ready to rock and roll. But before I go to that, parents, all other callers, if you're interested in calling in and you got a question, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, the number is 646-929-2416. Get online, if you have a question or you want to talk to that'll bring you up on the line, and we can find out what you want to do. But again, I can't start my job without my keep going out at the voices. Okay, family, it sounds like we have some technical difficulty or something. I see that we dropped off for a little while there. Hopefully it wasn't too much of an inconvenience. But I'm going to see if I have my special guest on this evening. Our special guest this evening is Mr. Anthony Stringfield. But I'm not going to say too much about him. I'm going to let him go ahead and tell us about himself. Let me check and see. It looks like my co-host is on. Is this my co-host?
Yeah, you were breaking up. I couldn't hear you. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, brother. My co-host decided to join us. And I know he had a softball game going on, but my co-host, Mr. Larry Obama, decided to join us. Hey, sound like I'm breaking up. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and pick up on some of the stuff from the locker room. I go ahead and dial in.
Okay, you want me to do what now?
Go ahead and give us an update on what's going on in your area. Go ahead and dial in.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know one thing we got going on. If you look at the Virginia Pilot on Sunday, we're going to have our annual top 50 high school football players, rising seniors. These are guys who are about to graduate after the upcoming season, and we're going to have the top 50 as well as probably about 20 other ones. It's interesting because I know probably a lot of the guys that I'm going to be talking about are our guests. Mr. Stringfield has probably coached many of them, or not coached, but trained them, and so I'm definitely interested to hear what you got to say. It's just a busy week. Football starts a week from yesterday. It gets underway, and we got some big teams, some good games, some great athletes to go see it. So it should be another wonderful season.
All right. Look like we have a number of callers on the line this evening. Again, if our guest is out there, hopefully we can get him up and get him on the line and get moving. Right now, I'm experiencing a little difficulty here. I don't know what's going on. It seems to be my switchboard doing a little flickering or something going on. Long to see if I can get our guest online. And if you can hold on a second. Again, if you want to call in, give us a call, 646-929-2416. Caller, you're in there. Who am I speaking with?
It's Springfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad we got you on.
Yeah.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing? I'm good to go, man.
All right. We got Larry Rubama on. You know Larry.
Yeah, Larry is my neighbor, man.
That's right.
Oh, y'all snuck that one in on me.
Hey, we've been planning this a long time, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's all good.
Hey, a couple quick things. I want you to give us a little insight on who is First String and what Mr. Anthony String have to do with First String.
Well, First String is a sports performance training company. We started here locally in the 757. I had a vision of being able to help athletes. God has anointed me with the ability to touch anyone's life, but especially young kids. I came down here from East Tennessee State University after playing my college football. I had a couple of opportunities to play arena football, and Bruce Smith and Kenny Easley brought me here. Venue of my cousin Ronnie Bynum. He used to cut their hair at the barbershop, and they were starting an arena football team here called the Norfolk Nighthawks. And Ronnie basically told him that he had a cousin that played ball, and he was a pretty good football player. So I came down, and they liked what they saw. They built the team around me. I ended up sticking around, and I worked 7 years in the sheriff's department in Norfolk, and I saw a lot of young men and women, you know, great people, great athletes, messing their lives up, making one decision, you know, doing things that wasn't ethical. And I had this ability to help young men and women make logical decisions, and also had ability to help them improve their overall talent and athletic skills. So I ended up leaving out on faith. I took my last name, and with the thought of keeping God first, we merged the two words together, keeping God first, and my last name, which is Stringfield, and we called it First String, and it took off from there. God sent me a lot of athletes that needed the help, and guys that were already great athletes. They just needed some mentorship and some fine tuning, and that's pretty much where I stand at right now.
All right, Mr. Stringfield, you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We seem to be having some kind of technical difficulty, and I don't know if that was due to me trying to figure out this switchboard because I'm trying to work on some new equipment here or what. Hey, Larry, my co-host, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, one thing, the question I had for Anthony before we got cut off was that, you know, I remember when I interviewed Anthony when he was playing for the Nighthawks way back when. It seems like a long time ago, but when you got into this thing, what did you hope to be able to give to the athlete?
Well, what I wanted to be able to give to the athletes was a trainer, a coach, a person that wasn't bitter about their career, that gave true, honest assessments, true, honest core values of about life in general. You know, in this area, it's already great athletes here. And just being around the time that I was here playing with the team, I coached on Lake Taylor staff, coached on Bayside staff, ran into a lot of different athletes. What I wanted to do was just give these guys a legitimate person, a concrete person that they could come to and talk to about things that's going on at home, in the school, in life in general, while also giving them great instruction and training.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I know we've talked several different times. Just tell the people, who are some of the athletes that you coach? And I know you've had some great ones, but just talk about some of the ones you've done recently.
Well, recently, my most notable guy from the community is probably E.J. Manuel. I work with E. Since he's about 13, 14 years old. He was one of the first clients I was working with while I was at the Sheriff's Department. And everyone know what he's gone on to do as far as, you know, his career right now at Florida State is he has a very good forecast ahead of him. I work with Kim Rogers. She's a shooting guard for the University of Maryland. Marvin Mitchell, he just won the Super Bowl for the New Orleans Saints. Terrell Whitehead, he just picked up as a free agent for Jacksonville Jaguars. Also, had a young man who came down from New Jersey. His uncle and I was co-workers at the Norfolk Sheriff's Department, and he ran into some issues at Louisville, and he came down for about 6 months. And after he left Louisville, Derek Character, he just recently was drafted for by the Los Angeles Lakers. And I probably got about anywhere between 1,500, 2,000 athletes that I've contacted in. Just do camps and just working with them one-on-one, trying to help them improve their speed and helping them just make good decisions in life.
And the one thing you mentioned, too, as you rattled off some of those names, you know, a lot of people might get thought that it's just football players, but you're doing football, basketball, track. What's that like trying to be able to charge all those different sports? And tell me some of the other sports you do, too.
Well, all sports. My vision was to be able to help kids improve in all sports. When it comes to athleticism, a lot of it is genetics. A lot of it is, of course, God-gifted. But God also put these training utensils here on earth for us to use. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, training a basketball player, it's similar to training a football player. It's similar to training a track athlete. Speed is a skill. It can be taught. The body is made to move. Some athletes, they rely on their athletic abilities to a point where they don't really take full advantage of working out. So that's one of the things, too. But, yeah, definitely, we train baseball players, basketball players, football players. It's basically training an athlete. I got a couple of young track girls that I'm working with currently. One of them started last year. She's a sophomore at Grassfield, Crystal Wilson, and one of them started this year. Tristan Roberts, and I've never taken them to the track. And every track meet that they've been in, they've improved on their times. And a big part of it is just due to the fact that their strength levels or their core levels or their mechanics wasn't right. You know, we training at my house in my garage, you know, most of the time, or out of the Dre Byfield, you know. So it's like my motto, so to speak, is the muscles – don't care where they be worked out, long as they get worked out.
that's you too. I was wondering also, do you also bring nutrition and rest and all those types of things in it as well?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the biggest things. You know, at one point early on in the training, I really wasn't focusing on that, and I learned over time that they go hand in hand. You know, studying the body and learning about the body. Of course, you know about it. But sometimes, you know, you get a good athlete and you say, man, well, you know, you're such a good athlete, man. You ain't really got to worry about your nutrition. But over time, being around some great professional people giving me advice and reading and studying, I learned that proper rest and proper nutrition is vital, is key. And once I start implementing and just talking about it to some of the athletes, just getting them aware of how important it is, our results were accelerated results. So, yeah, definitely. We're getting better in that department, too, working on nutrition and working on, you know, taking care of your body as far as proper rest and things like that. It's tough with young kids now because a lot of the kids now, you know, we're dealing with some of them right now. They're working and they're about to start two-a-days and they really haven't had a summer. Now they're about to go straight into two-a-days. And then 3-4 weeks from now, they'll be playing in the first game. So a lot of kids don't really know or have the time to get rest, and that's something that we definitely are getting better at and talking about, you know, being first string in that area also.
Now, that man is truly passionate about this sport. He is truly passionate. I see we got a couple callers on the line. Are you prepared and ready to take some questions there, Mr. Stringfield?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to take some questions, but, you know, I got to give other folks in Parent Coaching Parent Network some props. So we're going to hit a commercial, and then when we come back from the commercial, we're going to go straight into...
Dreamed of playing in college? Then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
All right, we're back. We're back. That's Woods Recruiting. My brother Al Woods out of Cleveland, Ohio, he does a free, I say it again, parents, he does a free recruiting service for young men and women that's interested in trying to chase that athletic scholarship. Al Woods, you can find him at www.woodsrecruitingservice.com, www.woodsrecruitingservice.com. Have any questions, you can give us a call, always here on the Parent Coaching Parent Network. Hey, Mr. Stringfield, you still up with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a couple callers here online. Caller, area code 75779. 769. Do you have a question, sir? Hello, caller. I think the caller got shot. He got their hand up. Hello, caller. I don't want to have to call off your whole number.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We sure can.
Oh, hey, this is Karen. I'm not calling with a question. I'm just calling to give Stringfield a shout-out because he made my daughter way faster, and so everybody saw her getting faster, and everybody keep asking, who's training your daughter? Who's training your daughter? And I'm like, String. And so I sent him a lot of people over there. Everybody see the big difference because she plays AAU.
Now,
and Strings, I'm trying to get back in there, too, for training. She's ready.
okay. Thank you for the shout-out.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Larry, are you still out there with us? I know you should be on your way to your softball game.
I wanted to ask him one more question, though, which I thought was vital because, I mean, he's got so many athletes, like I said, in all these different sports. Strength, what's it like when you see a parent or a kid, when you actually see them develop and realize that you had a part in seeing that kid become successful? Maybe not a scholarship or pro athlete, but just seeing them get better.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, it's real personal because, like I said, I worked in the insurance department, and I saw young men coming in that was just as talented. You know, I had a guy one time come up to me, and he said he was a all-district basketball player, Booker T. Washington, but he went out to a party one night and got into an argument, pulled the trigger. It took a second to pull the trigger, and it took him a second to pull the trigger, and it's taken him 20 years of life to get out of it.
Wow.
And that right there, like, that has changed my mindset where it's like, well, if I could just help one, you know, things happened in my life that was close to that day. It kind of got me to believing that I could do this, but my purpose was bigger than just seeing athletes, you know, improve on the field. You know, I wanted them to improve in life. But when I see guys and young ladies improving, you know, it has a lot to do with the training, but it takes a village to raise a kid. It's just not all me. You know, it takes great people around them. It takes a great community. I'm just a venue. You know, and that's the thing right there that I keep in mind that they're coming to me for a specific reason, where some kids, they think that it's magic where you could just make it happen right now, but it's a process, you know. But you know, one of the young men that I trained, Byron Parker, he's now at University of Temple. His dad came to me when it was time for him to decide to go to school, and he said, I probably paid you probably $2,000 over the last 3 years to train my son. He said, but my son just got, you know, over $100,000 worth of football scholarships and academic scholarships to the University of Temple. You know, he got a full ride, you know, and he said it don't even add up for what this program has done for my son. And that's when I knew right there that, you know, First Screen was on the right path, not just athletically, but in life. And I just got a text from Byron today asking me, Screen, should I come home, you know, for a couple of days before I start 2 days here at Temple, you know, to get away. And it's like, these kids are looking for someone to talk to encourage them. And I thank God that I'm grateful that my program has been a vital part for the young men and women that I've touched.
And we truly appreciate it. We need to get to some of these questions because our switchboard is blowing up here, and we need to get to some questions because you have all these fans calling in. All of a sudden, the switchboard is out of control. I can't keep up with all of them. So let's see if we got a caller on here. Caller, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air with the Parents Coaching Parent Network.
Yes, hi. This is Angela Smith. My son is Bruce Smith, and he's one of the athletes that String helped. And I just want to say thank you to Mr. String, this is Bruce's mom, by the way. And he's done a lot for him. And I mean, I've seen so much improvement, and I'm just in the I think it's going on, I want to say a little over a year that he's worked with him. And, I mean, he's on his way to a college now, and we have Mr. String to thank you. Thanks for it.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Hey, let me chime in real quick there, String, before you answer that. Hello, Ms. Smith. This is Coach Scott. I coached your son when he was in the 7th and 8th grade over at Hugo Owens.
How you doing?
Hey, Coach Scott.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Bruce in the background.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's me. This is me.
Okay. Oh, hello.
What a small world. Anything to add to that there, Coach String?
Well, yeah, definitely. That's one of the big parts of my program. You know, you got a lot of training programs out there, but that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start actually in my home to make it different, because I got a unique training system. And then also I know a lot of times, sometimes coaches don't really have the time, or no disrespect anyone, or the ability to bring out certain things in young men. And like with Bruce, you know, he came to me, you know, at a time when he was going through something where his brother was killed up in West Virginia at the University of Marshall. Great football player, trying to break up a fight, and his brother was shot up in West Virginia. And it's like he came at a time where he needed, I guess, someone like me in his life. He got great parents, great coaching around him, but he needed someone from a training standpoint that could touch him. And it just so happened that I had a background in law enforcement to be able to talk to Bruce and talk to him about, you know, certain things, certain integral parts that, you know, say he might not understood at that time, while also helping him prepare himself for his senior year, and we still training now for college. But I thank you, Ms. Smith, and my prayers are always with you and your family. And if you ever need me, you know I'm here.
All right. Well, again, callers, if you have questions for our guests, we have Mr. Anthony Stringfield on this evening. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. If you're on the Internet listening to us and you want to call in and ask a question, 646-929-2416. 929-2416. That's Mr. Anthony Stringfield. Hey, String, you still there? Uh-oh, then we drop our guest.
I don't guess it's me yet.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have a question for our guest?
I do. This is Ardonia Howard from Portsmouth, Virginia, and I'm calling because Mr. Strang is presently training my son, and we've been knowing him maybe a little more than a half a year or so, and I'm P.J. Howard's mother. But I'm calling, first of all, to commend Strangfield for allowing God to use this organization. It's not just an organization, but a ministry. And I also wanted to ask this question because my son, PJ, plays football, basketball, baseball. This is his rising senior year. And I was wondering, should we be now making him commit to a sport or continue to play all three? I mean, we can hardly get in for training because of the fact that the sports are overlapping. So my question is, as he's approaching his senior year, should we concentrate on just one sport?
Oh, hey, Jane, before you chime in on that, let me add something to that for the young lady. In the Parents Coach and Parent Network, we try to get the athletes to focus on one particular sport. And I'll tell you why we say that, because that way you'll get the most out of his or her opportunity to work out. That way they'll get a chance to focus on the muscles that could develop them and take them to the next level. Now, if he's going into his senior year, we need to do some serious talking at this point because of the fact that at his senior year that there's some things that he should already had done prior to preparing for, trying to move on and play at the next level. And I'm going to let my guest go ahead and chime in at this time. Go ahead, Mr. Stringfield.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Howard?
I'm fine, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, sir. Yeah, he's definitely right. You know, I know PJ been going, he's been having a lot going on this summer, baseball, football, basketball, AAU, and that's great. It's great to be an all-around athlete, but you're going to have to come to a conclusion and make a decision because in college, you know, you already have two sport athletes. You know, you can get away with it a little bit in baseball, but, you know, I think it's time for us to sit down and come up with a plan for PJ.
Okay.
To see him excel in college because we definitely will have to build the program up to put him in position to where he will be able to, you know, meet the pass the eyeball test in college. You know, for college scouts and college recruiters when they come through. You know, that's a big part of it too. They look at the kid if he's not the right muscle build or the right height, sometimes things out of our hands we can control. But PJ, he has the perfect size to be a collegiate football player, a collegiate basketball player. But we need to come up with a plan for him and set a goal on the exact sport that we're going to detail and focus on.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you can get some of that plan, and I'm running right along with Mr. Stringfield there, but you can get some of that plan here at the Parents Coach and Parent Network. We focus on assisting parents and athletes, student athletes, and trying to prepare to look at that college scholarship. You know, we have a number of things that we do with the parents as well as talk to them and do this here radio show, as well as do a series of workshops and seminars for parents just for that sole purpose. So if you stay in tune with the Parents Coach and Parent Network, I guarantee you over the next few months you'll get some of the right stuff. And if you don't get the right stuff, you can blame it on nobody but me. Hey, Mr.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And I will be in Coach Strang's back pocket, so I know I'll be in the back pocket of Parent to Parent, Coach and Parents. All right.
Without a doubt. Let me give you one more of my commercials. I got some folks out there that's doing some wonderful things.
Okay.
And these programs are normally free for parents, free for athletes. And they're trying to strengthen the Parent Coach and Parent Network, and they're giving us information from all over the world. This next commercial I'm going to run here is from a group out of Texas, Avatees. We connected some time ago, and they support us. We support them, and we definitely, definitely stay in touch.
a high school student seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's Apogees.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
Once again, like I said, the Parent Culture Parent Network is stretching in out their tentacles. We're getting all over the place. We got folks in Texas. We got folks in Mississippi. We got folks connected or affiliated with us in Cleveland, Ohio. So, therefore, all the programs and the commercials that I ran so far have been free recruiting service processes for you parents. So, again, if you ever have that question or that information comes up and you ain't sure where to turn to, come to the Parent Culture Parent Network. All right. It looks like we have some more callers on the line there, Mr. Stringfield. You seem to be a popular guest here. Caller, you're on the air with the Parent Culture Parent Network. Our guest, Mr. Stringfield, you have a question. Hello, caller.
Yes, Coach Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing, Coach Scott? This is Bruce Smith, dad.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fine. I'd like to thank you, too, because you did a great job in terms of, you know, helping my son with track. And as always, you're a good coach and you're a great mentor. And I think the community needs someone like you. And I'm really proud, right, to be connected, right, and know a person like you, because from the day I met you, you're a good person. You're a nice, kind gentleman, and you treat those kids, right, with love and respect. And I'd like a hats off to you. And also I'd like to hats off to Mr. Stringfield. He's another outstanding coach and trainer. Both of you guys together, man, what Tidewater needs, you know. These kids are lost. And Mr. Stringfield and Coach Scott, you two guys together, right, have done a great job. And I pray and hope that you guys continue this, because I've seen a lot of kids have came to Stringfield and have made a big difference. One big young man from Oscar Smith told me the other day, he said, look, man, I'm blessed. He said, I met some great people on Jay Black Field, people out here helping me out. They're giving me a direction. And he said, right now, I can say right now that I'm going to be a success because the community has put their arms around me. And it's people like you, Coach Scott, and Springfield are helping these kids, right, make a difference in our community. And I pray and hope that those kids, they make it big, will come back, right, and share some of that. So then again, I'd like to thank you, Coach Stringfield, and I'd like to thank also Coach Scott. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Bruce, big time.
Hey, we truly appreciate that. And of course, we're going to keep this thing moving because it's all about the kids and it's all about the community. You know,
right.
Anyway, we're going to do it. We're going to do it for the kids and do it for the community. I got a couple questions for you there, Coach, while we still got you on for another few more minutes here. You know, at what age do you get started? I might have been popping in and out. I might have missed that answer at some point in time. But what age do you get started with working with our young athletes?
Well, honestly, you know, between the ages 7 and 14, athletes should develop a certain skill level of motor skills and running techniques and jumping techniques and hand-eye coordination. Normally, I get a lot of elite kids that just need a extra push. But over the last year, I've been working with athletes as young as 7. You know, we do a speed camp every Saturday out of the Dre Block Field from 9 to 12 on Saturdays. You know, that age group is basically 7 through 14. You know, just teaching the kids proper running mechanics and working on their motor skills, hand-eye coordination, and just teaching them how to run correctly. Age 7 is probably the youngest in a group setting. One-on-one, you know, it's normally around, I have some kids that's 8 years old, but they're probably like the size of a 13-year-old kid. You know, they really need the work. But as far as the group training, 7, personal training, you know, anywhere between, 13, 14 is normally the typical starting age that I work with.
Okay. Hey, that's always a wonderful thing when somebody reaches down that low. And I always tell my parents the same thing, you know, even when you're looking at that athletic scholarship, when you start looking at the athletic scholarship and you're thinking about it seriously, in the eighth grade, ninth grade, that is not too early, parents. That is the time when you need to start putting your plan together. So when you get to the 10th, 11th grade, register for the clearinghouse or eligibility center. 12th grade, you're on the right path. You're on the right road, moving on, fine-tuning over there at first string. Hey, you ready to go and rock and roll? Do your thing. That's the way we do it at the Parent Coaching Parent Network. And I'm quite sure.
Something else.
Go ahead, sir.
Not to cut you off, but something else that is very important, too, for the parents to know out there, and even people that's been training with me, it's very important to know that, you know, you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan of and execute that plan, you know, because over time, you know, it goes by so quick. And sometimes, you know, you might have a coach that wins and he gets promoted to the college level or he gets promoted to the professional level and you still at that school. You know, I went to Largo High School back in Maryland and my high school's still there. So I had to make sure I got everything out of my high school while I was there. You know, and there's things there in the high school that's provided for our youth and for our young student-athletes, but we don't always take full advantage of it.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's the key right there. You want to take full advantage of the Parent Coach and Parent Network. You want to take advantage of the guidance counselors at school, SAT prep courses that you know, that's here for you. Take full advantage of it. The clearinghouse. I had a young man the other day call. He a senior coming. He don't even know what the clearinghouse was. So it's kind of like the parents' responsibility and the coach's responsibility. But a lot of times, coaches might get promoted to the next level. You still stuck at that school. So, you know, you have to use your outside resources in order to get the information that you need, because without the information and without, you know, the proper plan, man, without a plan, plans will fail.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly, definitely. And that's what I tell the parents all the time. Well, you know, we got probably about 5 more minutes before we wrap this thing up. But I don't know if you had a chance to look at the email that I sent out there to all these athletes. And I said, the first 3 that call in and answer my question, they're going to get a free workout session with First Strength. Ain't nobody. I think they scared of the challenge there, Coach. What you think?
Well, possibly. You know, I got some tough workouts in the regimen. I got some tough workouts. I've got some tough first string workouts. So, I don't know. Don't be scared.
Hey, that's the way I think. Hey, you call in, Parents Coaching Parents Network will sponsor you for 1 free workout at the First String Sports Performance Complex. Without a doubt, we will sponsor a free workout, sponsored compliments of Parents Coaching Parent Network. You got to call in. You got to answer the question. You call in, you answer the question. You can get your workout on at our expense. That's what that means. In other words, we going to pay for it. In other words, it's free for you. Give us a call, 646-929-2416. The challenge is on the floor. What you going to do? What you think, Coach?
I'm with you. I'm already designing what we're going to do in my head as far as working out, you know. So we definitely are excited about that, too, you know, and that's what it's all about, giving back.
That's right. Call us. If you get online, call us, give us a call. You dial that number. You press that number 1 on your keypad, and I'll see your hand raised. I'll pull you up. Answer the question. We can move on from there. We've got quite a few folks on here just listening there, Coach. They listen, but ain't nobody want to chime in and get some of that energy.
A lot of first string family, you know, we are first string. We building, we growing together. A lot of them want to listen. I truly appreciate the support. But hopefully, you know, someone call in, they get a free workout. You know, we're double it up. You get 2 free workouts. Call in, answer the question. Like you said, raise your hand.
Hey, now I got some calls coming in from area code 469, area code 240757. I got them coming in from everywhere, but ain't nobody hit that 1 yet. Nobody pressed that 1 to get the hand up in there. So therefore, the The challenge is on the floor. But hey, I definitely enjoyed talking to you this evening. You can call in anytime and somebody decided to take us on. Let's see who we got here. Caller, you're on the air with Parents Coach and Parent Network and Mr. Anderson.
How are you doing, Michael? This is Vivian.
Oh, yes, ma'am. How are you?
Just fine.
You go ahead and talk about yourself. Go ahead, Vivian.
Well, no, I'm not going to talk about it. This is your show. You know, basically, I'm just calling to support and to let you know, guys, that, you know, I agree with you when you say giving back to the community, because that's what it's all about. I mean, eventually, you know, it'll pay off in the end, but we must give back because these kids that are coming up, especially in the athletic community, they need our mentorship.
Oh, tell me where you're from, Vivian.
I'm from Texas.
Okay.
Can y'all not hear that Texas twang? You don't hear the Texas twang?
There you go. We roll like that on the Parents Coach and Parent Network.
What part of Texas are you from?
We're out of Dallas.
Okay, I had a young man that I worked with from Stephen F. Austin. This year he came up and trained with me for the combine, for the NFL combine. Yep.
Right.
From Stephen F. Austin. That's close to Dallas, right?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you what, Stephen F. Austin, for someone who right here from the area here, is a great school. Anyone looking to go to a school that is strong on academics as well as athletics, Stephen F. Austin is definitely the way to go.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good
start. Hey, we got to the point where we're about to wind this thing down there, but we appreciate you calling in. And, of course, I'm quite sure you heard your commercial ran on the Parents Coach and Parent Network, and we truly appreciate that. Coach, you got anything for us that can wrap us up in about 15 seconds?
Yes, sir, I do. For everyone out there listening, I thank you for calling in and listening in and supporting First Ring Sports Performance. And just remember, with God, all things are possible. He's the strength. And never, ever doubt. Never, ever doubt God. And just keep the faith, because God can't deny faith.
All right. That's definitely something that we can all take away. Hey, and I want you to take this away. One time, a man
right. Thank you.
Up a student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.